Easter is the story of a king. But this king did not look or act like any other king. Most kings dress in royal robes, rich and luxurious, intentionally different than the daily dress of the people. This king took off his heavenly robes and dressed himself in our flesh and blood. He put on simple garments of the poor so that he could feel exactly how they feel. He had no palace, no throne, no wealth or power, but when the humble saw how great and kind he was, they loved him and joyfully praised him and asked him to be their king.
Is young and old crowding to see the loud hosannas lifted high, exalt you on your journey to die. Ride on in majesty, ride on to claim your victory. Endure the agonizing pain, display God's power and rise to reign. Ride on in majesty, and lead us on to victory. Ride on and conquer death and sin. Let God's great kingdom now begin.
Easter is a story of sacrifice. We cannot imagine all that King Jesus did for us. We've never seen the beauty he gave up, the warmth of the light, the perfect joy, the unbroken peace, the rich, all-engulfing love. And we will never experience what he suffered. Stop for a moment and simply look up at him. See his body, bloodied and broken. Look into his face, disfigured by pain and cruel abuse. What do you wish to say to your king?
Thank you.
Easter is a story of darkness. The King of Glory is now the Man of Sorrows. The Son of Righteousness is shrouded in blackness. Our tiny human candle of justice, kindness, and enlightenment has been snuffed out by the raging storm of our bitterness and anger. There he hangs, our self-giving Creator, engulfed at noonday in the midnight of our sin. His searing pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is the awful fruit of our twisted self-centeredness. For each of us, the truth is this: the death that grips him now is the punishment of our sins. Easter is a story of love. See him there, the transcendent God in all his magnificence, all the passion of his love, all the perfection of his wisdom, all the power of his sovereignty, joined together to will and to accomplish this one thing, our eternal oneness with him. Look at his life. Look at his death. Listen to the gasp of his dying words. He loves us. With all he is, this suffering Savior loves us.
Thank you.
Easter is a story of life. Without our Creator's life springing up within us, our existence is only physical, brief, and shallow. When our bodies die, so does all our hope. But in love, the King of Life died our death. Now the boundless, beautiful, irrepressible life of God is our life. We are alive in Him, deeply, fully, now and forever. The story of a mystery. We do not yet see all the answers to all our questions, but we see Jesus. All God has been doing through all time is complete in Jesus Christ. In Him, all God's promises are fulfilled. In Him, we share in the riches of God's wisdom, His holiness, His glory, and His love. Easter is the story of a coronation. Look at him. The man of sorrows is now the Lord of Lords. The dying lamb is now the risen, glorified, all-conquering King. Remember all he was and see all he is. Come to him. Bow to him. Worship, praise, and adore Him. Crown Him your Lord and your King.
Sing the Christ proclaim His glory. Sing the resurrection song. Death and sorrow pass us glory to the Father. I know I express your appreciation for those who have made this event possible. I want to thank our guest musicians, Daniel and Amy. Daniel, Amy, Preston, and Tom were with us for the cantata last year at Easter time. Tony was not with us. We're glad to have you with us today, Tony. And Amy was with us for the Christmas cantata too, so we're happy to have her back. We want to thank Linda Smith for her wonderful job of accompanying the choir. Thank our narrator, Dave Thompson. Our soloists, Janine Ward Jarrett and Ken Fisher. Our choir director, Doug Quincy.
Yeah.
And the choir. Thank you so much. If you don't have to rush off, we have some refreshments down in the fellowship hall, some coffee, some other snacks. Encourage our guests, if you can stay, our choir to stay, give you a chance to express to them personally your appreciation for their presentation. Now, the quintet is going to be presenting a postlude, so you may want to hang around for that. But then if you'd like, just migrate down to the fellowship hall, enjoy some refreshments, maybe have a chance to visit with some of the folks. Be that opportunity. We're going to have a closing hymn, and we make it a hymn of invitation because there may be someone here today who'd want to profess your faith in Jesus, follow him as a believer in baptism, or unite with our church. At the early service this morning, Kayla and Gail Brown came forward to profess their faith in Christ, to follow him as believers in baptism, and maybe there's someone here at this service who'd want to unite with our church. We offer you that opportunity to come forward as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, number 176, with waving palms and shouts of praise. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on this day, March 29, 2015, at Village Baptist Church. And also to Tony Graham, baptized this day, March 29, 2015, at Village Baptist Church. Donovan and Tony, we welcome you as now official members of Village Baptist Church. We rejoice in your decision this day. We rejoice in your baptism, and we rejoice in the future that you will share with us together as we seek to serve Christ in this place. Welcome. You may be seated. And now may the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and abide upon us all, now and forever. Amen.